美国之音英语教学，请听美国习惯用语。
昨天我们去看了我好朋友的篮球比赛，虽然我很希望他赢，不过我也知道他所在的球队处于弱势，如果没有奇迹出现的话，他们输定了。果不其然，他们以大比分败北。这也让我想到了一个习惯用语，那就是
Foregone conclusion。
Foregone 的意思是先前的、预知的，而 conclusion 就是结论。 Foregone conclusion 意思就是注定的结果、不可避免的结果。上面的例子就是这样。
It's obvious that my friend's team was the underdog. It was a foregone conclusion that they'd lose the game.
我朋友的球队显然不是对方的对手，在比赛中失利是不可避免的了。在下面的例子中呢，我们要去看看一个公司里的员工如何讨论谁会升职。
Susanna had worked as the assistant manager in the store for 3 years. When the boss decided to take a job with another company, most of us assumed Susanna would be getting a promotion. It seemed a foregone conclusion.But our predictions were wrong. A new manager with more experience was hired instead.
这段话是说，苏珊娜当了3年的副经理，老板接受另一份工作决定辞职以后，我们很多人都认为她一定会得到晋升。这看起来是注定的结果了。不过，我们都猜错了，公司雇了一名更有经验的经理人。这个世上呢，事情呢就是这样，谁能100%打保票呢？就拿我经常去的一家餐厅来说，那里的服务员几个月前告诉我，餐厅可能要关门，因为老板得了重病。
They were sure the restaurant had to close down. It seems like a foregone conclusion.
可是前两天我去订餐的时候，他们告诉我，老板手术成功，迅速康复，餐厅会继续开下去。这可真是个好消息。美国历史上的南北战争人尽皆知，这次战争以北方的取胜告终，结束了奴隶制，是美国历史的里程碑之一。有些历史学家认为北方显然会获胜，可是有些历史学家则认为双方势均力敌。我们一起去听听他们不同的见解。
Some historians believe that the American Civil War was far from a foregone conclusion. In their view,It wasn't clear at all that the North was going to beat the South. It's true that the North had a larger population and greater resources. But, they argue, the South had the advantage of fighting on their own soil, and they had the most experienced generals.
这段话是说，一些历史学家认为当时美国内战的结果并不是板上钉钉的事儿。在他们看来，北方并不一定能打败南方。的确，北方拥有更多的人力和资源，但他们认为南方拥有主场优势，而且他们有经验更加丰富的将军。历史是个值得讨论的话题，每个人看相同的问题会得出不同的结论，各种战争、选举都可能出现出人意料的结果。就比如今年的美国总统大选，鹿死谁手还很难讲。
Who will win the presidential election this year is far from a foregone conclusion.